be taken off by the hinges so that Walter can get out of the bathroom. And that's how we started our honeymoon.
Is that terrible?
Maud,
before I forget, Maud, I have a little verse I wrote for your anniversary.
Oh, Vivian, thank you. You know, she does this every year. May this marriage last. May it never falter. Barney, Chester, and Albert can compare to Walt. Darling, that's beautiful. You know, this one almost tops the one you wrote last year.
Oh,
how did that one go?
Oh, I know. I hope this marriage won't end in divorce. You've had enough husbands to choke a horse. Honestly, I've always had more fun with your husbands.
Not as much fun as I've had with them, so far as I know. What are friends for?
Where is,
Walter.
Yeah, Walter. Anyway.
Now, he's still asleep. Do you know that he was up until 2 o'clock this morning playing that new electric organ?
If you could call it playing, and it was 2:45.
Come on now, honey. His playing isn't all that bad. She can say what she likes, but I tell you one thing. He ain't gonna make the world forget about Fats Domino. Walter, lunch! Coming.
Stoner's Market.
That's a charge. Ooh, the ice cream melted all over the other groceries.
Well, that's life, lady. You order ice cream, you gotta take your chances. Hey, lady, no tip?
You deliver melted ice cream, you sog up all my green stamps, and you expect a tip?
Why not?
Sonny, let me tell you something very important about life. Never accept money you have not earned. Or you're liable to grow up and be vice president. Come on, honey, lunch. Here, Florida, do something with this mess.
Ooh, just what I've always wanted, grocery a la mode.
Maude, Harold was just telling me that Walter bought that electric organ as an anniversary present.
That isn't all I told her.
Oh, come on now, honey. Stop being so ungrateful. That organ's only been in the house for 3 days. I mean, besides, Walter brought it here so that the entire family could enjoy it.
Well, now I think that's a lovely idea.
Want to take my place in the family?
And to think I carried you high for 9 months to be sure you'd be a girl. Look, will you lay off, Walter? Now, come on, be a little tolerant. I mean, you've seen that look of joy on his face. He is having the time of his life playing that organ. Now, give the man a break.
I'd like to give him 10 breaks, one to each finger.
Walter, dear, last call for lunch.
Coming.
When he passes that organ, I bet he cannot resist playing it. He couldn't.
If that's his idea of rhythm, it's a good thing he ain't Catholic.
How can you stand that?
Oh, come on now, Viv, you know Walter. Honey, this is just a phase he's going through. How long did he use the exercise cycle? About a week. And the jogging lasted 5 days. How long before he gave up kung fu? He lasted 2 proverbs. I mean, a man has few enough pleasures. And please, God, this one will go in a few days.
Walter. Oh, Black Joe.
How do you like that, Maud?
I already learned the first song in the book.
Listen, Walter, darling, sweetheart, love, would you mind playing a little bit softer? Thank you, dear, thank you. Listen, sweetheart, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I love your playing.
Sweetheart, I love you for enjoying me so much. Lots of wives would be impatient, but not you, Maud. You're not impatient.
No, I'm insane.
If I hear one more chorus of Old Black Joe, I'm going out there and put Massa in the cold, cold ground.
Florida, you should see him. He is so adorable. I mean, his little furry fingers flying up and down the keys, his little fuzzy feet pumping away at the pedals. Oh, I love the way he looks when he plays. I love the way he feels. I love every minute of it. I love it. I love it. Why couldn't he have taken up the piccolo?
What is that tune he keeps playing? Vivian, that's Walter's version of Old Black Joe.
Poor Joe. It ain't bad enough he's old and he's black.
All right. All right, all of you. I'll talk to him. Walter, sweetheart.
Darling. Later, Maud. Listen, I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Speaking of hanging, Walter.
Maud, I know what you're thinking.
You do, sweetheart?
But this isn't going to be one of my passing fancies.
Oh, it's not.
I make you a solemn promise. I'm going to play this for the rest of my life.
The rest of your life. God will get me for what I'm thinking. Lunch, dear. Lunch.
In a minute.
Hello? What? No, I can't. Oh, wait a minute. Walter, please, darling, I'm on the phone. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Henderson. Yeah, that's right. Walter's playing. Are you enjoying it as much as we are? That much. Yeah, all right, I will. Goodbye. Walter. Walter. Sweetheart, every time you play, the neighbors call.
Yeah?
And threaded through all their conversations are the same two words. Vigilante committee.
They're just jealous. Look, Ward.
Oh, Walter. Walter, I can't stand it anymore! Walter, it's not the neighbors. It's not the phone calls. It's not Carol of Florida. It's you. You're driving me crazy.
Hey, that's in my book. You're driving me crazy. Oh, Black Joe. Lord, that's my first medley.
Turn that off, Walter. Turn it off. Now listen
okay,
to me.
Okay.
Listen.
What were you saying?
There is something I'd like you to play.
What?
Golf. Now, will you knock it off?
I thought you loved music.
I do, my sweet, and someday we'll listen to some together.
Okay, wait a minute. I'll tell you what I'll do. I know I'm no Liberace, and so if it's bothering you, I'll just put it someplace else. Now, let's see, where can I put it?
How about the crate it came in?
For crying out loud, Maud, you're being unfair. I mean, what about Philip?
What about Philip?
Well, Philip makes all kinds of noise around here.
Walter, you are equating yourself, a 50-year-old man, to your grandson?
Oh, he makes noise in every room in the house. I mean, he's got a kazoo and a transistor radio.
You are equating your own grandson to an electric organ? Grubby, Walter, grubby. Well, what do you want me to do, throw him out? All right, I will.
Philip!
Philip!
I love Philip, and of course I want him to stay here. But I'm crazy about that organ, and that's going to stay here, too, and that's final. I'm going to play this organ.
All right, Walter, you are asking for it. You are asking for it. Walter! But Walter, you better hurry. The pressure's building up behind me. Walter, if you don't stop, I'm going to hose myself to death. You'd actually let me do it. You would actually let me fill myself up with dirty city water. Where are you going?
Any place to get away from here.
Good riddance.
You belittle me, you laugh at me, you insult me. It's just impossible in this house for an artist.
All right, Walter. Go. But remember, Walter, tonight, when you come crawling up those stairs to me, no amnesty.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Walter. Maud, what happened?
Oh, your friend is the most selfish, stubborn, bullheaded, arrogant...
Argumentative?
Argumentative.
Pig-headed?
Pig-headed.
Chauvinistic?
Exactly.
Funny, I've always got along with them.
And you can have him. If I never see him again, it'll be too soon.
Arthur, Walter just hit a tree.
Come on, don't panic.
Me panic.
Walter's had an accident.
Oh, oh, get him to the sofa.
It'd be easier to get the sofa to her.
Put her back here on the sofa. That's it. No, no, no,
Walter, I was... Oh, please bring Walter back to me. Why did I quarrel with him? What did he do that was so terrible? Oh, please, if you just bring my Walter back to me, I promise I'll never argue with him again.
I'll never argue with you again.
Walter!
Never again.
Walter. Oh, thank heavens you're alive.
Sweetheart. Oh. Well, I felt the car spin out of control, and I saw that tree coming at me. I could only think of one thing.
Oh, sweetheart.
I thought I would never play the organ again.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Arthur.
Where are the happy honeymooners?
At their favorite restaurant. They're out celebrating their delayed 5th anniversary tonight.
Ah, that's right. Well, here's the prescription your mother wanted for her headache.
Oh, thank you. You know, if she could ever get rid of those lousy headaches, everything would be perfect around here.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe the peace and quiet around this house for the last 4 days. It's eerie. The only noise we've heard all week was after Mr. Finley ate radishes.
Ever since the accident, Maude and Walter have been cooing like two doves.
Well, the radishes made a great change in the neighborhood. People can sleep now with their windows open.
So grateful that he's still alive. They're determined never to fight or argue again.
It's kind of like death takes a holiday. You know what it is? After 4 days, finally, they've discovered the way to a happy marriage.
Having a good time, sweetheart?
Oh, marvelous, Tom. How about you, dear?
Delicious.
You know, I can't remember a more fun-filled evening. Walter, dear, you're humming again.
I am? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right, dear. I like it. I like your humming.
You do?
I'd like it even more if you'd hum the same tune the orchestra's playing.
Oh. What's the matter, dear? You got another headache?
Same one. You got an aspirin?
Ow!
I'm sorry.
About what?
I stepped on your toe.
You know, I didn't even notice. Was that you?
You know, darling, we really are very lucky. Mm-hmm.
I'll say. Finding a parking place right out front.
Sweetheart, I meant about your accident the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Darling, not that I mind, but, you know, ever since the accident, you've had this nervous habit. All you do is hum.
That's funny. I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, well, not that I mind your hum. Oh.
You still have that headache.
No, this is a new one. The other one went away when you stepped on my foot.
I'm sorry. Sweetheart, to us. To 5 years of wedded bliss.
And to the past 4 days, Walter. 4 days without one single argument. The happiest 4 days of our lives. Good martini.
And a good Shirley Temple, too. Very good.
Good.
Having a good time, dear?
Oh, better than good.
Good.
How about you, dear? You having a good time?
Good.
Good.
That's good.
You know, Walter, if I were president, this is one conversation I wouldn't take.
I'm really having a good time, Wood, but I have to confess, I used to have better good times with you.
There seems to be something missing.
You've noticed that, too. There is something missing, Walter.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. I mean, it's nothing I can put my finger on.
Wait a minute. We used to laugh a lot when we had good times before. That's what's missing.
Of course, laughter. That's probably what it is. That's not it.
Where does it hurt?
Well, it starts here, and then it goes over the eye, down to my ear, where there's kind of a dull pounding, and then around the neck, across the shoulder, around the clavicle, where it sort of has a throbbing sensation, and from there, down the spinal cord.
Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you. Where it stops at the base of my sacroiliac. Walter, stand up.
For what?
You're humming the Star Spangled Banner.
Boy, this looks great. Terrific! How's yours? Terrific. What's the matter, Mort?
Nothing.
Is there something wrong with your steak?
Oh, fine.
Then why did you make a face?
I didn't make a face.
I saw you make a face, Mort. I know when you make a face, you went like this. And I know what I'm talking about.
Please, when you lower your voice.
You went like this, Mort. So there's something wrong with your steak. Philippe!
There's nothing wrong with my steak.
Is everything all right?
Fine,
Philippe. Philippe, Maud doesn't like her steak. Bring her another one.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't want another one. This one's fine.
Philippe, she made a face like this.
She made a face like that, or...
Yes, and bring her another steak.
I did not make a face like this. I made a face like this.
You made a face like that? Oh, I must get you another steak.
Good.
I don't want another steak. Please lower your voice.
I will not lower my voice and bring her another steak.
Well, perhaps Monsieur would like another steak.
No!
I don't want another steak. Please lower your voice.
I will not lower my voice.
Everyone is staring at you.
Good. Let him stare and you can tell us all what's wrong with your steak.
You want to know what's wrong with the steak? I'll tell you what's wrong with the steak. They took a perfectly good piece of well-aged prime beef and they ruined it. Look! And listen! I could put it back on the horse it came from and use it as a saddle. Thank you, Philippe. It's fine.
The chef will be pleased.
Mort, why did you order it well done? You usually order it medium.
Never in a French restaurant, Walter. They always undercook their meat.
Then let me send it back for you. Why suffer?
Because I love suffering. Now knock it off.
I beg your pardon, but would you mind lowering your voices? Mother and I are celebrating our wedding anniversary.
What do you think this mother and I are doing?
You get that through your head.
Then get something else.
Like what?
Like poached salmon. You love poached salmon.
You know I never take poached salmon on a headache.
Then take my steak and I'll have the poached salmon.
I want my own steak.
Why are you so...
Happy anniversary to... We'll bring it back later.
You just embarrassed me in front of the soprano.
I'll give him a big tip. Philippe! Here's a tip! Never get married!
Everybody is looking at you.
Oh, yeah? I'll make sure they can see us!
Walter, sit down!
Ladies and gentlemen! Announcement! Announcement! We are the Findleys! And we're having one hell of a fight! She's Maud, the Tuckahoe Terror! The most stubborn, the most bullheaded woman
thoroughly charming. You're the one who is being stubborn. You're the one who started the scene in here. You're the one who, from the moment we... Walter, my headache's gone.
No kidding.
I'm not humming. I don't think I'm humming. Am I humming, Maud?
Sweetheart, you haven't hummed since you started yelling. Oh, darling, don't you see what's happening? Our juices are starting to flow again. We're arguing, but we're alive, Walter, and it's exciting, and it's stimulating, and, oh, sweetheart, the way we were, that wasn't us.
That's right. How can two people in love live together without conflict? Okay, everybody! Announcement! Announcement! We're gonna shut up now. Oh, sweetheart, I'm really beginning to have a good time.
Oh, so am I, darling. And I promise you, I will never not argue with you again.
Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary,
Lord. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Finley. Happy anniversary to you.
Thanks for the cornflakes, Florida. I don't know how I ran out.
I do. You didn't buy any.
You're getting more like Maud every day. Say, come to think of it, I hear things are back to normal with Maggie and Jiggs.
That's right. The ceasefire ended at midnight.
Well, I suppose it's all for the best.
I'll be glad when you're gone, you rascal, you.
Hi, Florida. Thanks for taking care of baby.
Oh, I thought you and Mother decided to get rid of that thing.
We reached a compromise. Maud agreed to let me play the organ, and I agreed to let her take up an instrument, too.
Oh, Lord. I bet she's going to take up the harmonica again.